Hi, I'm Jo Christie of Stir Up Media, and today I'm talking about why networking is important for business. It doesn't matter what kind of business you are, whether you're a lone worker, sole trader, or a large organisation or corporate company, you know, there always is an element of networking needed in your working life. A network is very important as a lone worker or a freelancer, for me especially. I have a big drawer full of business cards that I collect wherever I go. If someone gives me a card, I write on the back of it exactly where I've met them, what date I've met them, and any little conversation we might have had, just to remind me when I look back later on. And this is a really handy tip. But having this kind of network around you, you know, you have a handful of cards for PR agencies, electricians, accountants, bookkeepers, everybody and anybody in between. That means you've almost got this sort of yellow pages at your fingertips. You don't need to Google anything that you need. You almost have everybody and everything there when you need it, or if someone else needs it. Only yesterday someone asked me for a HR contact, and I have a handful of them. So networking for me is really interesting in that way. It also gets me out of the house. You know, I sit here working on my own from home, so going to networking events and networking meetups means that I get to meet new people, have a little bit of a social life, and, you know, talk about business. You know, that's the most important thing for me. I have some really interesting conversations about business at business networks. So I thought, as I'm a host of the Camborne Network, which is a local networking event to myself, I've recently revamped this as a monthly event. It's an informal coffee morning. Everyone just comes along once a month at our local hotel. So it's at the Cambridge Belfry Hotel, the second Wednesday of every month. So people know when it is, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. You can buy a coffee, come along and meet other business owners, other business people. And this morning is my second networking event of the year. And what I thought I would do is actually pose this question to some of my members. And this is what they had to say.
I'm Kay Coleman-Rooney of Doing Words. Networking is really important to me, not just for meeting new people and potentially talking to people who are potentially new clients. It keeps me fresh, it keeps me on my toes, and it keeps my products and offerings relevant because I learn what people want. It also helps me help my clients because obviously the wider my network, the more I can help my clients when they've maybe got a problem in an area that isn't marketing or communications. Maybe they need somebody that can help them with their finances. Maybe they need somebody, for example, I was talking to a lady today, she's offering massage services in companies, you know, Indian head massage, that sort of thing. And again, I have some clients who were talking about offering that sort of benefit to their employees. So I'm now able to say, oh, I found somebody who looks like she offers that service. And of course, that helps me in the eyes of my clients. That makes me even more relevant and useful to them. So yes, I couldn't do without networking.
I'm Joss Anderson from Carpe Diem Coaching. I have set up a coaching practice very recently, so as a startup, it's really important for me to be able to network with other people. It's not just about business development and shoving business cards down people's throats. It's really about meeting other like-minded people, getting to know them and their businesses, being able to put people in touch with other people, so whether it's my business or somebody else's, and just building a community of business people in the local area.
The Jean-Luc Benazet.
And where are you from?
Well, I'm from Cambridge, but originally from France, from the south of France.
And why is important? Why is networking important to you?
Well, I think it's good because you can talk to people about what they do and kind of see what the mistake they made or even the good thing that they found out about and how they can probably, how you can learn from it. I mean, for me, it's important. Any business, actually. I was speaking to someone this morning who I found out actually is working with one of my best friends. I didn't even know he's doing that as a kind of, he's like a dragon, you know, sort of investing money for a company.
Okay.
But it's good as well to know, you know, the best practice people have. And you know, I've been in business for my JeanLucBenazet.com website, I mean business, as a photographer for nearly 10 years now, or even 11 years. But there seems to be things I've been doing probably wrong, because I should be really up there with like all the company after 10 years of trading,
okay,
and not being you know, bankrupt. I should be somewhere, but I don't seem to be actually anyway. I seem to have been taken over by other companies who are probably a bit more fresher, or I've got good ideas. And
okay,
so by talking to other people, you're
back on the networking circuit.
Yeah, I find it, I mean, I don't know why I kind of dropped a bit off the radar, but
that's great.
It seems to be the way forward.
Brilliant.
My name's Laura Vincent. This is my first networking event that I've been to. I was really, really nervous before I came, but it's really informal and everyone's been really, really friendly. I've spoken to people that I normally wouldn't have the opportunity to speak to, you know, in industries that I, you know, wouldn't normally kind of interact with, and that's been really good. I'm currently in the process of trying to set up my business, and I've had loads and loads of helpful tips from people, and the general consensus is that no one looks back, and it's the best thing that they've done. So yeah, I've definitely taken something away from today.
Brilliant.
My name's Paul Lewis from Lewis Anderson, and we're a brand consultancy based in Cambridge, and it's great coming along to the Campbell Network, because I've met a whole new bunch of people. It's very friendly, informal. I came along last month. I'm already working with somebody I met on that occasion, and I can already see opportunities with some of the new people who have come along today. So it's a really great event, and I'd encourage anybody to take the time and come and join us. We'd love to see you here.
Hi, my name's Janet Marsh from Sweetie Factory. We do sweets for weddings, events and corporate companies for their marketing. And we love doing networking, because we get to talk to lots of different people, different ideas, seeing if we can help them or they can help us, obviously, and connecting with corporate people.
So we're last men standing, or last women standing. So who have we got here?
I'm Diana Barden, the director for Damsels in Success.
Great, in Cambridge.
I'm Anne Hornsblow. I work at 10to8. We do an online diary.
Okay.
I'm Lucy Becker from Spotty Octopus.
I'm Naomi Davidson, and I'm a massage therapist and NLP coach.
Great. And Naomi, you just said you've just missed out on some networking because you've been too busy.
Yeah, I've been too busy mingling and obviously talking too much and not being able to get to meet everyone. So I look forward to the next one, because
that's
it's
amazing.
Been a really good meeting.
Great. And how have you all found it? Do you find networking is good for your business?
Yes, I mean, that's how I find a lot of my members, my Damsels in Success members, so
great.
It works when I have the time.
That's the thing, it's a bit of a time zapper, isn't it? You can do too many networks sometimes. How about you, Anne? You're very well networked. You seem to know everyone as you walked in the room.
Yeah, but that's because I like talking to people.
That's great. These networking events, it is about chatting to people and making connections. I hate the networks where people just shove a business card in your hand and you don't know anything about them.
But when we spend too much time with Naomi talking about, massage, yes, where else could you do massage, and who else could you do, and you just get engaged and think about...
Definitely.
How could it help each other's business?
Yeah, and I could definitely do with diary management side of things.
I'm intrigued to know more about it. Yeah.
That's great. So there you have it. I'd love to hear your thoughts on networking. So email me at hello@stirupmedia.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter @stirupmedia. Or visit stirupmedia.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.